For their sakes, I hope they all keep going a bit longer, though, because if they all choose to retire to North Norfolk, they might come up against a rather resentful Keith Skipper, well-known resident of Cromer. Keith can recall a time when there was talk of raising the county drawbridge. What's Keith on about, Tony?
Just when you think it's safe to slow to a standstill on Cromer Pier and size up changeless charms of a captivating seafront bathed in September serenity, suddenly the old question is back in fashion. What to do with all those blessed pensioners exchanging memories, comparing complaints, and organising fresh rounds of Hunt the Spectacles? I'm beginning to take this personally. Despite jogging along in the prime of senility, new figures, I prefer older ones with homely wrinkles, remind us Norfolk is set to outstrip the national average for people aged over 65 before long. Good old North Norfolk, where they believe old age may be here to stay, leads the way, with getting on for 40% made up of over 65s. What figure could jump even higher? Well, more of a stagger than a jump, and any outstripping may be confined to elastic stockings. But these vital statistics should command close scrutiny until the official retiring age is raised to 88, or the Home Guard is restored to Cromer clifftops. Care and support agencies must be worried. I felt like a tin of spam waiting for a Village at War weekend at Gressenham Hall Farm and Workhouse, as one official lamented, "I think the elderly have been put back on the shelf for years." Back in the golden 1980s, when I gave up smoking, got married, and failed enough driving tests to appreciate the enduring bliss of a good walk, this teasing subject did emerge from the pantry several times. I recall a 1984 warning of Orwellian proportions that Norfolk was in dire danger of becoming a haven for geriatrics. One county councillor, obviously a young tearaway, went so far as to call for barriers to go up and halt the influx of retired people. A couple of slipper-warming years later, Swaffham vicar, the Reverend Kenneth Reeves, said the vast majority of incoming retired folk would be far better off staying where they'd always lived. They should adapt to retirement on familiar ground rather than take the leap into the idyllic Norfolk countryside. Veteran local politician Les Potter declared bluntly, "I don't want to live in a county becoming some kind of working-class Bournemouth," as he opposed plans for another sheltered old people scheme in Breckland. Geriatric jibes multiplied across Norfolk. The fact I felt compelled to jot down these snippets in my diaries, along with many others since, along similar lines, should prove an important debate has not been completely ignored. Of course, I can easily pull rank and claim my proud native credentials entitle me to be as much a Norfolk nuisance in my dotage as during those eras of staying put to get there. Advancing years, however, can spawn unlikely traits, like tolerance, benevolence, optimism, and amiable contempt for figures and theories. I'm off for another wander along Cromer Pier and a little boast about still being several years younger than this seaside gem.
Ah, thank you, Tony. Keith always has some choice words to say about his beloved part of Norfolk, doesn't he?